Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Greetings, my friends. It is Ben Ferguson filling in on the Savage Nation. It is so great to be with you, filling in for Michael Savage tonight. Wherever you are around the country, I feel honored to be sitting in this chair. I started in radio when I was 12. I've been listening to Michael for years, so I am beyond thrilled to be here tonight, sitting in the chair of where the master sits and where he does his craft with an incredible entourage of people behind the scenes that are with me tonight. It's great to be with you. We've got lots to deal with tonight on the Michael Savage Show on the Savage Nation. Also, a lot of this we're going to have up on michaelsavage.com for the latest news there. You can go to michaelsavage.com, check it out. You'll love what you see there. And the president today getting an odd person on his team if you were drinking the Kool-Aid. Chris Christie today. Remember the guy that all the people said was a conservative? Everybody out there in the Republican world was saying, oh, well, he should run for president. He's the conservative. He's the guy that everybody wants. And I was sitting there in the back of the room going, hold on a second. He's not really a real conservative. Chris Christie is a moderate. He's not actually a conservative. And so Chris Christie now has come out and he is ripping the NRA. And people are acting as if they should be shocked by this. And, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe that Chris Christie is ripping the NRA because of their new ad. This is what you get when you have a moderate. This is pay attention, true conservatives of this country, because if you think Chris Christie's a savior, then listen to what Chris Christie had to say today about the NRA, which, by the way, is under attack right now more than ever before. Your right to bear arms, under attack now. More than ever before in my lifetime, because there are so many people now that are obsessed. Have you seen Piers Morgan? Piers Morgan is about to have a nervous breakdown because of an AR-15. He doesn't care about any other gun. He is on a life mission to get rid of the gun that looks scary to him, and that is the AR-15. Now, we'll deal with that in a little bit. But this is what Chris Christie, New Jersey's quote-unquote conservative guy who was supposed to save the conservative movement, comes out and says what the NRA did is reprehensible. Now, you should be taken aback by that. Wow, what did the NRA do? You may even be thinking to yourself right now, how do I not know about this? What did the NRA do, Ben? What was it that the NRA did that was so reprehensible that Chris Christie came out and called it reprehensible? Because if this is really reprehensible, you and I should, I mean, it should be national news, right? Everybody should know about this already. Did the NRA go out and shoot a bunch of people? Did NRA guns get off a table and walk around without humans and kill people? Did the NRA sell guns to illegal immigrants like Fast and Furious? Did the NRA sell the gun that actually was used in Newtown? Because all of those things would be reprehensible, right? If the NRA was selling black market arms, that would be reprehensible. If they were selling guns to minors or to crackheads, that would be reprehensible. That's not what the NRA did. What the NRA did was they made an ad, a reprehensible ad in the name, in the words of Chris Christie. And look, I've met Chris several times. I've done TV with him at Fox before. We've sat in the green room, really nice guy. But on this one, he's so far out in left field, it's not even funny. He's out there. He might as well be drinking Mai Tais with Charlie Sheen or having high tea, I guess, with a little side of vodka. So Chris Christie comes out and says the NRA ad is reprehensible. So what's in the ad? Because I see this, I'm like, I gotta check this out. The NRA must have killed a human being live on national TV and put it in an ad. The NRA did an ad. The NRA did some research and found out that the school that Michelle and Barack Obama's children go to, one of their biggest selling points of that school, where not only Barack Obama's kids go to, but several prominent members of his cabinet go to. Several prominent members of his staff go to, one of their biggest selling points is this. They have armed security guards. That's right. You go meet with that school, you take your kids, and you meet with the headmaster, and they give you a tour, and they sit down, they talk to you, and they say, hey, we're an expensive school, but let me tell you what you get for your money. You get safety, and you get security for your children because we have armed guards. We're not talking about rent-a-cops at a movie theater, okay? We're not talking about some dude on a Segway who's going to, you know, what? I mean, honk his oogle horn at me as if someone's beating me in the parking lot? We're talking about actual trained armed individuals at the president's daughter's schools. Now, let me make this also very clear. I am not talking about the Secret Service tonight. I am not telling you that this ad was based on, well, the president's kids have Secret Service, so your kids should have security too. That's not what the ad said. Because I'm in favor of the president's kids having Secret Service protection. They're crazy people in the world. They're insane people that like to hurt people in power, and especially in America. There's terrorists. There's people that would love to target any member of the president's family, and that's why we give the kids Secret Service protection as they should have. As they should have. I'm totally in favor of that. But that's not what the ad said. The ad has come out, and it said, why is it that the president of the United States of America picked a school for his kids to go to that have private protection at school that is outside the scope of the Secret Service? And Chris Christie calls that reprehensible. Now, you may be thinking, all right, Mr. Ferguson, you're not telling the whole story. There has to be something more to this to have Chris Christie come out and call it reprehensible. You're somehow protecting the NRA tonight, and you don't have the guts. You don't have the manhood to actually play the ad. Are you ready for the reprehensible ad? Be careful, kids. Earmuffs, because this is a reprehensible ad in the words of Chris Christie. So if you've got kids in the car right now, I mean, I can't be responsible for what I'm about to play. It may not be suitable for children if you listen to Chris Christie. So you've been warned. Here is the reprehensible, horrible ad from the NRA.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security, protection for their kids, and gun-free zones for ours.
Can you believe it? Was that not the most horrible thing you've ever heard in your entire life? I mean, that's just the most reprehensible thing ever. I mean, now that you've heard it, can't you understand why New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is labeling this reprehensible, that the National Rifle Association ad that brought President Barack Obama's, here's the kicker, daughters into the gun control debate? Okay, did you hear the name Sasha and Malia? I didn't. Did they give the name of the school and the address, like many newspapers did, of law-abiding citizens that actually have a gun in their home? Did anybody call that reprehensible? Did the governor come out and say that that was reprehensible? Did they put a picture up in the ad of the president's kids? No. I want you to listen to the beginning of this ad, and then I'm going to get your reaction tonight on the Savage Nation. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. And you tell me if this ad is really out of bounds. Listen to it one more time.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security, protection for their kids, and gun-free zones for ours.
1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. I want to get your reaction. You tell me if this ad is out of bounds. You tell me if this ad is not one of the most brilliant ads I've ever heard to call out the president for what this is. The president says that, oh, well, you know what? All you peons out there in America, we want to make sure at your kid's school, it's a gun-free zone. Now, at my kid's school, we've got guns everywhere. And I'm not even talking about the Secret Service. But you guys out there in the public schools of America, well, oh, no. We have a gun-free zone there, my friends, because that's the place where, you know, gun-free zones, your kids are going to be fine if everybody plays by the rules. If everybody plays by the rules, then it works. The problem is when you have an insane person with any gun, I don't care if it's a musket, and you walk into a school, you could walk in with a bow and arrow, and there's no one there that can stop you. That's the problem. Well, you brought up the president's daughters. Well, he brought a bunch of kids on stage the other day when he was signing the meaningless executive orders that he signed, and no one cried foul then. If that wasn't using kids, I don't know what is. I mean, I'm serious. The only time that Democrats will not use kids as a prop, the only time is at a pro-choice rally. I'm convinced of it. That's the only place that Democrats will not use children, is at a pro-choice rally. That's it. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Also, don't forget, we've got tons of news updates online as well for you. You can check out everything online, savagenation.com there. It is Ben Ferguson. Great to be with you, filling in for the great one tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I'll get your reaction. You tell me if this ad is really that evil. That coming up on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Days of old traffic, earlier problem, lower deck of the Bay Bridge cleared. New problem, lower deck of the Bay Bridge, Treasure Island. Now it's a stalled car left lane. It is still bumper to bumper out of San Francisco from northbound 101 approaching the 280 interchange. Upper deck, stall of Fremont Street in the middle lane. Traffic sluggish across the upper deck from the incline. Eastbound 80 still slow from the maze to Pinole Valley Road. Heavy through Fairfield as well. Northbound 680 slow 237 over the Sunol Grade to Andrade. I'm Dave Hawkes, KSFO.
Are you tired of online dating? You're not alone. Online dating sites are all the same. You make a profile, and a computer matches you with a bunch of pictures.
Don't waste another year getting let down by online dating. You could have a real relationship with a real person that you can trust. Time to call Table for Six. They'll meet you in person and take the time to get to know you. You tell them what you're looking for, and they do the rest.
Table for Six will create the perfect environment for you to meet someone right for you. The whole process is confidential, low pressure, and perfect for busy people like you who don't have time to waste.
Table for Six specializes in introducing compatible single professionals in California. The personalized approach ensures that there is always someone and something for everyone. Explore a new approach to meeting someone special. Table for Six has been featured on the NBC Today Show, 60 Minutes, Business Week, and more. Call Table for Six today at 800-901-8181 or visit online at tableforsix.com. Join now and get an extra month free. That's 800-901-8181. 800-901-8181.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Why BC powder for fast pain relief?
I'm not good with taking pills, so powder form really helps me. I like that it's fast acting.
When I need to get rid of my pain, I go to BC.
I use them for muscle aches and back aches.
It takes away the pain real fast.
It's been in my family for generations. Being from the South, my grandparents took it, my parents took it.
And I loved it the first time I tried it.
It's the only thing that works, and it works fast.
Relief at the speed of BC.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. It is Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. Want to give a big thank you to Michael for letting me fill in for him in such a big chair. Been, again, listening to Michael since I was starting radio, I was 12. Great to be here tonight. And thrilled to be a part of it with you guys on this Friday evening, wherever you are around the country. Also, we got a lot of news updates on michaelsavage.com, so make sure you check out michaelsavage.com. And if you just joined us, Chris Christie coming out, and I said this to many of you. I've said this before. Chris Christie is not a hardcore conservative. And he comes out and he takes the bait. Liberals go to town because how dare the NRA use logic? How dare the NRA mention that the president has two daughters? How many times has the president used his own daughters? He's used it when to talk about birth control, for goodness sakes. He's used Sasha and Malia to talk about abortion, for goodness sakes. He's used his daughters for almost anything politically that he can. And let's not act like the president hasn't used kids. I mean, my question tonight is, why is it okay for Obama to use kids like he did when he was signing the executive meaningless order on guns the other day, but it isn't okay for the NRA to ask a simple question, why doesn't he want armed protection for America's children when that's exactly what his kids have? That's my question. It's not a hard one. And if you haven't heard the NRA ad that now is reprehensible in the words of Chris Christie, well, here's that ad.
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security.
protection for their kids and gun-free zones for ours.
1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. I want to get to some of your thoughts on this one. We'll go to Jeff in Tulsa. You're on the Savage Nation tonight.
Hey, Ben, thank you for letting me call. It's a typical, I am better than you. As long as I can get my vote, I will swing whichever way the polls are swinging. And I can tell you from a personal experience, you know, I've worked the Tulsa public school system as security, and that it, as an armed guard, whatever laws you're going to pass or make or say will have no effect if someone wants to come in and harm you. The only thing that it can do is at least let them go somewhere else.
Well, you know, here's my dad's in law enforcement, and I've been a victim of a gun crime. I've had a gun pointed to my head, and I've had a gun shot at me from 5 feet away. And you learn very quickly, and this is coming from a young boy who idolized his father who had a badge, that the only thing that a police officer can do at that point for you is write a report. You've got to either protect and defend yourself at that moment, or you're at the mercy of the gunman. And so I don't think that there is some perfect plan out there. I am a huge proponent for allowing those that are in the classroom that want to go through extensive training to be able to go through that training and sign up to protect our kids in a school. But if you listen to the president, what is it he said? He said look at Piers Morgan. Oh, it's absurd. Advocate for more guns in schools. I'm not advocating for guns in schools like, hey, kids, bring a 22 to school tomorrow. It will make you safer. And that's what they've tried to turn this into, Jeff. They've tried to turn it into that. That's what they've tried to do.
Yep. My father, I'm like you. My father retired law enforcement. He worked for city, state, federal. I grew up with weapons. They are a tool for either pleasure or for protection.
But I, you know what, Jeff? I look at what the president did the other day, and I'll go through the list. I'll go through the list coming up of what the president signed. I kept asking myself after reading each thing he signed with his executive order, what does it do to keep kids safe? What would this have an impact, or how would it have an impact in Newtown? None of what he signed would have any impact on the outcome at Newtown. Not one. MichaelSavage.com or 1-855-400-SAVAGE. We'll be right back after this.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snore Break. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece, it's not a drug, and it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Just call 1-800-479-0493. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time, risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-479-0493. That's 1-800-479-0493. Call 1-800-479-0493.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar.
Good evening, KSMO traffic. It's tough getting into San Francisco, but the longest delay in the Bay Area might just be the Sunol grade, northbound 680. Bumper to bumper starts before 237, continues over to Andrade. Southbound 680 slows before 237, as well as you head down to Berryessa. Southbound 101 heavy, Lawrence Expressway to Oakland Road. If you're going out of the on 880 out of the South Bay, it's slow. Dixon Landing Road up to Mission Boulevard, again from Thornton up to 238. Back to the city, northbound 101 slows approaching the 280 interchange onto the lower deck. Earlier problems have been cleared. Upper deck heavy from the incline into San Francisco. Stall there has been cleared as well. I'm Dave Foulkes, KSFO.
You deserve a playcation in California's gold country, and Black Oak Casino in Tuolumne is the perfect place to stay. Take Highway 108 to Sonora, then follow the signs to the new resort hotel opening this spring. Black Oak Casino. See blackoakcasino.com for details.
Are you a diabetic with an open and unhealing sore on your foot? Have you had this open sore or wound for at least 4 weeks, and it's still not healing no matter what you've tried? You may qualify for a new diabetic foot wound research study designed to evaluate Nexagon gel in an investigational use, plus specialized footwear to offload pressure from your foot wound. Center for Clinical Research, staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this diabetic foot wound research study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, investigational medication, plus specialized footwear and travel reimbursement. If you're a diabetic who has an open and unhealing sore on your foot that still requires dressing changes, you could qualify for the Diabetic Foot Wound Research Study. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
One way or another, 2013 is going to cost you money, no matter what tax bracket you're in. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustment should you make? I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and if you're worried, we should talk. As an independent financial advisor, I think I can help. How well prepared are you and your investments as the government reaches farther into your pocket? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I'm not obligated to any particular type of investments. I will try to do what is best for you. Call me anytime, 800-472-8305, for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. 8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for a special offer on Serta mattresses. January 18th through the 21st, members receive special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Choose from innerspring, memory foam, and more. Plus, Sam's Club offers delivery. See club for details. Don't miss the savings on Serta with special financing till January 21st. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael Savage. I am humbled and thrilled to be here tonight, filling in for an incredible talk show host who I've looked up to all my life, and I'm thrilled to be here tonight filling in for Michael. You can check out all the latest news on his website, which I confess I've been using for years for show prep, michaelsavage.com there, and welcome tonight. It's good to be with you, and if you just joined us, we are talking about this new NRA ad that Chris Christie, of all people, and I look, there's some things I agree with Chris Christie on dead on, but this is off your rocker. He comes out, takes the liberal bait, and labels the new NRA ad reprehensible because the NRA asked a very simple question. They said, why is it okay for Barack Obama to use kids at the signing of his legislation, or no, it's not even legislation, his executive order, which if you read it, does nothing basically. But then it's not okay for the NRA to ask why the president sends his kids to a school where they have armed protection. And I'm not talking about the Secret Service. I'm talking about private protection that the school pays for. Yet he says American children, oh, no, you can't have those same guards. And again, I'm not talking about the Secret Service. So why is it that his kids now should be off limits when there's a brilliant point being made by the NRA? 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282, or online at michaelsavage.com. Let me go to Caleb in Colorado. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment saying that we need to stop in on the defensive about guns, and we need to go on the offensive about the trash that comes out of Hollywood and about how this culture has gone from being a moral, just culture to a corrupt, evil, sadistic, pornography, every way you look, sick culture. And we need to look at that and really look at ourselves and stop talking about guns. Start talking about the people that commit these murders. They're lunatics because they get...
Well, and I think they're... Caleb, we got a bad connection with you, and I apologize, but I think we lost you there. But I think you look at the movies. I went and saw Django. I went and saw it, and I'm sitting there, and I walked away from it, and it was one of the most gory, gruesome, anger-filled, rage-filled, insane movies of hatred and bitterness and blood and guts that I've seen. And I'm a war movie type of guy. I'm a guy's guy, movie night guy. I'm not the romantic comedy guy. And I'm sitting there walking away, and I'm going, there are kids in this country that are watching this crap every day. Not only are they watching it, they're actually playing video games that allow this to happen. Now, I think there's some personal responsibility with parents. We'll deal with that in a moment. But are you telling me that Django shouldn't have a rating above R? I mean, seriously, are you telling me that Django shouldn't have a rating above R? And the same people they're calling for gun control are the same people that made that movie and were in that movie. Anna, my wife's name, on WABC, listening in New York. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello. Good night. Evening. I'm a little nervous.
Good evening. Don't be nervous. I'm the one that's supposed to be nervous filling in for Michael.
I love Michael. He changed my life. I started reading his books out in the Southwest, and I am a recovered liberal. Anyway,
How's that coming for you?
It's good. It's my life has sort of pieced together beautifully once I realized my core values. I was really floundering as a leftover liberal from the late 60s. I wasn't looking for it, but it came to me. The answer is just, you know, getting reading and learning what things are and reflecting on my life and the mistakes I've made and the fact that I had the red light to go through those mistakes from being on the, not on the left, but sort of a liberal.
Let me ask you this. You look at Chris Christie. You're in New York. You're looking at this. What do you think about what Chris Christie said? Do you think he's correct? Do you think he's crazy?
Well, he shocked me with, he kind of derailed things with this Hurricane Sandy praising of Obama, and now he's kind of derailing a little bit of a surge where people are actually backing at the NRA a lot. He seems to derail the Republican Party.
Well, and I say this, Anna, pick your battles wisely. Why go out on this battlefield on this issue? If you're Chris Christie, why go out there and attack the NRA on this issue? Because I am one that I do respect the privacy of people. I think that Sasha and Malia should have some privacy. Just because her dad's president doesn't mean that they should be harassed. But this ad was not harassing them. This ad didn't name their school. This ad didn't put their lives at risk. This ad didn't even mention their names. This ad showed the hypocrisy of the leadership of Barack Obama and others in his cabinet and others that work at the White House, and how they'll send their kids to a school where one of the biggest selling points of the school outside of education is safety. And yet the president comes out and uses kids and puts them behind him and hugs every one of them and high fives them when he comes out on stage and tries to make you think that he's made you safer. And I will ask this question to anybody out there. If you voted for Barack Obama, you got screwed this last week. The executive orders that he put together, this list, it was embarrassing. It did not do anything to keep kids safe. It didn't do anything to protect children. It was almost like a review of the current laws we have for a test. I mean, it reminded me of my days in college where a teacher, you know, the day before a big test or a final says, all right, get your pen and paper out. We're going to review what you need to review for the test. I mean, even the wording of some of this stuff, the president's sitting there going, well, I'm going to send a memo to the attorney general to make sure that he sends a memo out to remind people about the laws on background checks. A background check wouldn't have fixed the problem in Newtown, Mr. President. And he didn't do anything about arming people in schools. He didn't push anything to get people to say, to have someone there that can actually stop the person coming in into that school. I want to go to Dale in Ohio. You're on the Savage Nation.
How you doing?
Doing well. Dale, what's on your mind?
I was just calling. You know, I think the commercial went over the top just a little bit. But at the same time, I understand exactly, you know, where they're coming from. I live in Ohio, and when I take my nieces and nephews to school because they live with me, we have police officers at school. And I do feel safe when they go to school, especially with all of this stuff that's been going on lately. I believe we should have police officers in school protecting our kids. But at the same time, I know the politics is, you know, one of them type of games where, you know, it's like chess almost. But I believe that, you know, kids should be kept out, you know, of the mix. You know, I understand, you know, going after the president, but, you know, even insinuating.
But he wasn't going after their kids. Did you hear the ad? Did you actually hear the ad?
Yeah, I heard the ad.
Okay, well then explain to me at what point in this ad, Dale, and I'm going to let you hear it one more time. Guys, can we play it again right now?
Are the president's kids more important than yours? Then why is he skeptical about putting armed security in our schools when his kids are protected by armed guards at their school? Mr. Obama demands the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes, but he's just another elitist hypocrite when it comes to a fair share of security. Protection for their kids and gun-free zones for ours.
You tell me how that's over the top. Justin in Florida, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Doing well, Justin. Were you offended by the ad? Did you think it was over the top or, in the words of Chris Christie, reprehensible?
And see, I don't agree with it at all because, like myself, I did two tours of Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, I've got the proper training. Why don't they take somebody like me and put them out of school armed with either their hands or a rifle or a weapon of some sort? You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be an armed guard, but a veteran like myself, that's at work.
You know, they said more than 70% of schools, and this was a stat I heard this week. You can take it with a grain of salt. It was done by a private group that said 70% of public schools in America have at least one veteran of one of the armed services and their school teaching. Sounds to me like a pretty good place to start looking for people to carry guns.
Yeah, down here in Pensacola, we've actually got a Marine that stands in front of his daughter's school. From the time he drops her off to the time she walks out of that door after school, he's there. He's got his sidearm on his hip, and he stands there at that door all day long until she gets out of school.
There you go. Great point, Justin. And I appreciate the phone call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Also, constant news updates on @MichaelSavage.com. It's Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage. Let me go to Patrick. You are on the Savage Nation. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Doing well.
Chris Christie, you mentioned his comments about the ad being reprehensible. My thoughts on that are he's making his move to the middle, to appeal to the middle, for his 2016 run.
I don't know how you get to the primary, though, going after the NRA. At least if you're a Republican.
One of these supposed experts that you have to move to the middle to win.
Patrick, you sound like you're up in the north. Are you a New York State guy right by there?
I'm a New York City guy.
All right, so you guys, prime example. I'm glad I picked up on the accent. I like it. You guys are now the safest state in America. Did you know that? Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys passed gun control this week, and you didn't wait on the president to do it. And I laughed at the gun control that they passed in your state. And it was a classic example of liberals do not understand guns, yet they want to ban something they don't understand. I've always said, before you start trying to outlaw something, you need to understand it, whether it be steroids, whether it be alcohol, whether it be guns. I want to know about that product before I start making laws, passing or limiting it. And if you look at the law in New York this week, I posted this. Many of you have already found this tonight. I got my Facebook page up there. I just posted it again, a picture of what you guys did in New York. One gun that's the same exact gun as another gun with one thing missing, a pistol grip, and that's what they banned in New York. They didn't ban the actual gun. They banned a cosmetic part of the weapon. Same weapon, same way it shoots, same trigger you pull, same mechanism is inside. But you guys banned one gun because it's banned if it has a pistol grip. But I can buy the same gun as long as I say, please take the pistol grip off. And New York's claiming now they're the safest country or safest state in America. If you don't believe me, if you need to show this to liberal friends, by the way. If you want to show your liberal friends what New York did and how ridiculous it is that they think this is going to make them safe, I put it up on Facebook. You can throw in Ben Ferguson Show. That's my little page there. I got it up there. You can see it. It's right there. Show your friends this. But I mean, don't you feel safer already, Patrick?
Absolutely not. That law they passed will do absolutely nothing. It prevents one crime in the city.
You said it, and you live there. You said it, and you live there. Patrick, great to talk to you. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, online at michaelsavage.com. It is Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. We'll be right back.
Savage.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Here's a vote.
traffic eastbound 92 Edgewater was a crash block in the two right lanes, may still be in the right lane. Traffic backing up towards El Camino. Northbound 101 is slow trying to make the connection back from Woodside Road. Northbound 880 and Fremont Mission Boulevard crash, right lane blocked, two cars, big rig involved. Traffic backing up towards Montague Expressway. Southbound 880 slow from 237 as you make your way down to North First. Still bumper to bumper northbound 101 before 280 to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Hey, the credit crunch is really over at Cash Call, which means you can now borrow up to $10,000 in a day to solve your short and intermediate cash needs. Sure, the money's expensive, but $10,000 will solve some problems right now, and it's a lot cheaper than the local payday advance place. Plus, there's never a fee or penalty for paying the money back early, so borrow the money only for as long as you need it to keep your total interest expense down. Even if you've been denied in the past, you might be eligible now, so when you need up to $10,000 in a hurry, make the cash call at 866-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lender Law License.
By the way, this loan requires no collateral, just your signature. So make the cash call at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH. Or log on to cashcall.com. That's 866-590-CASH or cashcall.com.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Stop! Pamper time! Perfect Fit Day Spa specializes in helping you put your best face forward. Enhance your peepers with a perfectly trimmed brow wax. Rejuvenate and cleanse pores with a 60-minute European facial. SweetJack.com nabbed half off.
$5 trillion in debt! $5 trillion!
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back. It is a Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great Michael Savage tonight. It is an honor to be sitting in his big chair, spending some time with you guys tonight, wherever you are around the country. And remember, it is a place I've been going for years for show prep. Incredible website, michaelsavage.com. Constantly updating information there for you throughout the entire week. 24/7, michaelsavage.com. Check out all the resources there. As I mentioned a moment ago, New York this week, they are now, in theory, the most safe state in America. And I laugh. I truly laugh at how funny it is. Because the liberals in that state do not understand guns. It's obvious from what they banned. How does me being able to hold a gun with my hand instead of holding it on the shaft of the rifle for people that may under... I mean, it's... I'm trying to illustrate for you a picture. How does that make that gun somehow less dangerous? I can use a pistol grip on a gun and, oh no, that's outlawed in New York because we're a safe place. New York, we don't allow you to have a pistol grip. Now, I can buy the same gun in New York without the pistol grip, and it's totally legal. It's the exact same make, exact same caliber, exact same mechanisms, exact same size, but we made you safe in New York because we got rid of a pistol grip. We got rid of a pistol grip, and now you're safe. And if you're in New York tonight, I'd love to talk to you. Because I want to know what it feels like to lay your head down at night knowing now that you're safe. Because somebody passed a piece of paper across someone's desk, and he took out a fancy-dancy pen and said, here's my signature. You now are all safe. Isn't it funny how politicians work? Something bad happens, and they sit there in their narcissistic world, and they say, oh, give me a piece of paper, and I'll sign my name to it, and it'll fix everything. If that worked, when we said that murdering someone was illegal, no one would have ever died again by murder. No one would have ever been raped again. I mean, isn't there a law that says you can't rape somebody? How's that working out for perfect? When was the last time some state said, we passed a really good rape law, you can't rape people, so sleep well, people, because we said you can't rape somebody, and it's totally fine. I mean, if you're in New York right now, I don't even know why you have locks on your doors. You don't need them. You're the safest place in America. Your governor said so. You're a leader of the free world. Bill, in New York, congratulations. Take the locks off your door. Hang out. Sleep well. No one's ever going to bother you because you guys got rid of pistol grips. That's a big deal.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
Well,
what does it feel like to sleep that well at night?
Couple notes on this law in New York State. The senators from New York, the average senator had between 20 minutes and 2 hours to read the bill, which is over 70 pages long, and then they voted on it. One of the senators, I'll use his first name, Joey, was asked, what do we do with our guns that we're not allowed to have? He said, sell them to another state.
Really? Sell them to another state? So we're going to help kill people in other states, but we're safe in this state. That's nice. That's good government work for you.
Yes, sir, and I'll give you a good example. My father has a Savage shotgun, which only holds 3 rounds. It was made in 1950, but it has a muzzle brake. So under the current crime bill in New York State, it is a felony to own that weapon.
Well, not only is it a felony, but now automatically you're going to hell, right?
That's correct, sir. These 48 senators that voted for this bill, there were a lot from New York City, which...
What? Hold on one second. What year did you say that gun was built? Made?
1950.
So you got a three-shot 1950 shotgun that's now outlawed in New York.
That is correct.
Man.
It has a muzzle brake.
Well, that muzzle brake makes the gun really scary. You know that, right?
Right. And all it does is reduces the recoil of the weapon. That's the only thing it does. That is correct.
Well, you know, you ought to be glad your grandfather even survived the 50s when he had that gun.
Well,
I mean, I don't know how he made it in life. I don't know how he made it.
You got a mayor in New York City that tells you what you can and can't eat. So why can't he tell me what I can and can't own as far as the fire?
You know, I just thought about this, Bill. Think about how boring it's got to be to shoot in New York right now. You can't even shoot at a Biggie Gulp cup anymore. You guys are going to be the most boring safe people in all of America. Next hour, the Michael Savage Show coming up. You can check everything out on michaelsavage.com. I put that picture up there on Facebook, Ben Ferguson Show, the gun they outlawed in New York, if you want to see it. We'll be right back.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Greetings, my friends. It is Ben Ferguson filling in for the great one, Michael Savage, on The Savage Nation. It is I'm thrilled to be here tonight, filling in for the amazing Michael Savage, also online at michaelsavage.com. I said in the first hour, for many of you, I started in radio when I was 12 years old. I've been listening to Michael since the beginning. And so it is a dream come true to be filling in for him tonight, and it's great to be with you. Also, make sure you check out michaelsavage.com. So if you just joined us, we've been chatting about this whole issue with this NRA ad. But I also want to dive into something else. I saw this up on michaelsavage.com. This attacker throws a woman onto the subway tracks in Philadelphia. The man previously had been arrested on numerous charges. When are we gonna pass a law to make sure that these trains slow down so they can't run over you at the subway? I mean, this just like happened 3 times lately. I can't believe someone hasn't passed a bill. I mean, authorities in Philadelphia have arrested this man. They say attacked a woman at a local subway station and threw her into the tracks. I mean, look, it's not his fault he did that. It's the train's fault for driving so fast. We saw that picture in the New York Post of the guy that got killed. Well, if those darn train tracks weren't built so well and they could go so fast, we need to change that law. I mean, this is a new way to kill people. Just sit there, wait behind them, and all of a sudden the train's coming. The brakes obviously suck. I mean, why don't we sue somebody for better brakes? I think the government, honestly, should just come on out the same way we did after Newtown. We need a full investigation. We need to have a presidential commission. Joe Biden needs to study brake pads. Dang it. If we could have Joe Biden out there studying, look, guys, we're looking at these trains. We're checking these tracks. We're going to get some good brake pads up in here. We need to be able to stop these trains within 10 feet. Now, who cares if you guys inside die when they hit the brakes and you go flying through the front? That's your own problem. Okay? You know what? In fact, we need to figure out, I've been saying this for years, when I lived in D.C. riding that metro, they need to put some seatbelts on those dang things. I know somebody's gotten hurt. So if one of you just sue, just go out there and sue in Philadelphia or New York or anywhere else. There's these trains all over the places. Because, you got thrown forward once when a train stopped too quickly. We'll get all that covered. You'll be able to hang out there and have a nice little seatbelt on. And then we'll have these perfect trains that go 1 mile an hour. But eventually you'll get to the next stop. It's cool because we're saving lives. Because that's what politicians do. They make laws that don't make sense. And this would be a great law that doesn't make sense because one guy throws a woman on the subway tracks. Now, forget the fact the guy had been in jail like 9 times because that's not relevant information. I mean, couldn't someone raise their hand and go, why the hell is this guy out of prison in the first place? How many times has he been in jail? Wait, we keep catching him and we keep letting him go? Oh, no. Guy punches her multiple times, grabs her by the ankles, flings her into the tracks. He's been in jail multiple times. No one's talking about sentencing laws, no, because we should be blaming the brake pads. We should be blaming the rail car for going too fast. We should be blaming the tunnel for not being able to see people in Philadelphia. And if liberals could just pass that law, look at all the good they did in New York this week. I mean, this week in New York, they made it the safest place in America to go. You can walk around at midnight. I don't care if you're in the Bronx. They don't have guns there anymore. Or the scary ones, anyway. They got guns, but they're not scary, so you're going to be fine. I beg of you, and I mean this sincerely, if you've got friends that are terrified of guns and think that gun control work, do yourself a favor. Go look at the picture that I posted on Facebook of the two guns, one that's legal and one that's banned in New York. And you tell me if either one of these guns, which gun is somehow more dangerous than the other. Because they come out and they celebrate this. Cuomo comes out and he's like, we are the safest place in the world. We are the safest state in America. You live in New York City, you're not going to die because we got rid of components of guns that make us scared of them. Go look at it. Look at what is banned. Look at what they actually did. Because I'm in favor of sensible laws. I'm in favor of saving lives. I'm in favor of protecting kids in schools. But you look at even this list of the presidential orders that he did. I'm going to read some of them to you. And again, if you want to go see the gun, show your liberal friends this or people that are afraid of guns and look at what New York did. And you tell me how that honestly makes anybody safer in New York City. Because if it would have actually worked or made people safer, I'd be in favor of it. But it doesn't. These laws don't make sense because the liberals that are passing these laws genuinely do not understand guns. They don't understand anything about them. They don't understand how they work. They don't understand why you would have a pistol grip on a gun or why you wouldn't. They don't understand why you'd have a foldable stock. They don't understand sights. Hell, they don't even know how to hit the broadside of a barn. But they'll ban them because that's what they're good at. Go look at the picture. I put it up on Ben Ferguson Show on Facebook. You can check it out there. But look at this tonight. 23 executive actions that Obama took immediately to reduce gun violence. I swear to you, insert professor standing in front of the room, and this sounds like a review for test in college. Launch a national safe and responsible gun ownership campaign. What does that even mean? You think psychos are going to be affected by a national gun ownership campaign? You think a guy that's willing to blow his mom's head off, let's be blunt, is going to somehow sit there in front of a TV and see an ad on a national safe and responsible gun ownership campaign, and it's going to make him go, oh, yeah, I'm not going to kill my mom now, and I'm not going to go to school and kill 20-something kids. This is Mr. Professor, okay? I'm remembering my freshman year right now in college. Professor standing up in front of the class telling me what to get ready for on a test. This is one of the 23 executive actions that Obama took. Number 8, review safety standards for gun locks and gun safes. What does that even mean? Like, what does that do? You're the President of the United States of America. You're sitting at the White House. You got kids behind you. And you say, I'm the great Barack Obama. I'm going to sign my name to an executive order that's going to call for reviewing safety standards for gun locks and gun safes. I don't even know what that means. If I'm taking a test in college, though, I mean, I can see a teacher going, all right, hey, review the section on safety standards for gun locks and gun safes. Okay, got it. I'm ready for the test tomorrow. Oh, number 9, though, this is when it gets intense. Issue a presidential memo to require federal law enforcement to trace guns recovered in criminal investigations. Well, no crap, Sherlock. They already do that. I'm a victim of a gun crime, and they already do that. If you're involved in a gun crime, they trace the gun recovered in the investigation. That's something they already do. Oh, but the president sent a memo. Oh, well, I guess we should do it twice now. Let's rerun the serial number in the computer because we got a memo from the president. Again, how would this have stopped Newtown? Answer me that question. How would that have stopped Newtown? Number 5. Proposed rulemaking to give law enforcement the ability to run a full background check on an individual before returning a seized gun. They already do that. So, again, this is we're publishing a letter. We're proposing, something. Oh, and number 4, though. Now, number 4, this is going to save lives. Direct the Attorney General to review categories of individuals prohibited from having a gun to make sure dangerous people are not slipping through the cracks. Man. That's going to save some lives. Do you understand what I'm talking about when I said, doesn't this sound like we're reviewing for a test in college or high school? Review categories of individuals prohibited for having a gun to make sure dangerous people do not slip through the cracks. This sounds like law enforcement 101. But this is what the president's doing, and we're all going to be better now. It's all going to be okay. If you're a liberal and you voted for this guy, you got hosed this week. I was ready to come out fighting. I was ready to come out swinging. I was ready to fight and protect and defend my rights to have a gun and to have bear arms because I thought the president was going to go crazy with executive orders. He didn't do jack. He didn't do jack. And then they praise New York because they passed a law in New York that's going to save lives. I want to go to Mike. In New Jersey, you're on the Savage Nation. Welcome.
Hi. Point here. Just thinking about going back to Governor Christie's comments on the commercial, here's one thing. We have 86 charter schools and 2,500 public schools in New Jersey. It's read in the paper today that we have $79 billion in unfunded pension and health benefit liabilities.
Mike, I'm losing you, and I apologize, but I just can't hear what you're saying. Let me go to George in upstate New York. George, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. George, you there?
I read through the majority of the 70 pages in that new law that they passed there in New York State, and one of the things that I found that was pretty unusual was that it was so poorly written that there was no exemption in there for active or retired law enforcement officers. So technically, anybody that's on patrol tonight in New York State that had more than 7 rounds in that pistol is in violation of this new law.
Are you serious? So let me ask you this. Are you a state cop?
I work within the state of New York, not for the state.
So you're telling me that in the law they didn't even write an exemption because they were so trying to just hurry up and pass legislation that they didn't even exempt law enforcement from the law that says, because all the law enforcement people, I'm sure, have more than 7 rounds in their clip, in their SIG, or their Glock, or whatever they're carrying.
That's absolutely right. And as of right now, there hasn't been any changes. There's been talk of making changes, but the law was just pushed through so fast that there was no review, no input from anyone else, that they just missed that one.
It reminds me of Nancy Pelosi. We won't know what's in the law until we pass the law.
That's exactly what it was.
I mean, let's just fearmonger, terrify people, and not allow the cops to be exempt from a law that limits the number of bullets they have. That's good stuff. If you're a cop out there in New York State, I hope you don't have a pump shotgun with a pistol grip because you're a felon. Don't blame me. Blame the governor. We'll be right back.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR.
We've been driving cars for 100 years now, which means that for 99 years, some of us have had an old car we've been trying to get rid of. If that sounds like you, then why not donate those unwanted wheels to the Cancer Fund of America? Just as it has for a decade, the Cancer Fund will use the money from your car's sale to help thousands of cancer patients, directly and through healthcare groups. And the Cancer Fund makes it easy to jilt that jalopy. All you have to do is make a phone call to 800-321-3023. Live operators are available 7 days a week. We pick up your car in most cases, whether it's running or not, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. You get rid of that car, truck, van, or boat, take your charitable tax deduction, and the Cancer Fund has money to continue its important work. Call 800-321-3023 today. That's 800-321-3023 to donate your car, even if it is 99 years old. What have you been waiting for? 800-321-3023.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years?
That's why I founded Varengo Solar, and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a five-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs, because with Varengo, you don't pay for the solar panels. You pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varengo can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varengo really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varengo Solar at 800-381-3900. A five-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. It is an honor to be filling in for Michael. Been listening to Michael for years. I think when I started, someone asked me on Twitter a minute ago, they're like, how long have you been listening to Michael? I promise you it was probably pre-voice changing, not going to lie. A lot of years. It's true. So, and you guys are smart out there. Like, I wasn't really plugging the Twitter thing, but if you want to send me a tweet tonight, I read all of them, I promise. I may not respond to all of them, but I do read them. The Twitter handle there, Ben Ferguson Show, all together. And again, it's great to be filling in for Michael Savage tonight. Website, we're talking a lot of what we're talking about tonight, you can always find. It's an incredible resource, michaelsavage.com. I use it a ton for show prep. And so if you want to be in the loop of what's really going on in America, check it out, michaelsavage.com there. All the top headlines and things that you need to know about are on there. Also, I'll read a lot of your comments tonight on Twitter. Ben Ferguson Show is my handle on Twitter. And on Facebook, I put that picture up there of what New York banned. And pass it around. Knowledge is power. And liberals don't understand guns. And if you want to see what New York actually banned, and if you can explain to me how this keeps you safe in New York, I beg of you, call me. I put the picture up of what they actually banned on Facebook. All together, Ben Ferguson Show. You can hit the like button there, and you can check out the picture and spread it around to your friends. I want to get straight back to your phone calls tonight. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to Bill. Bill, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight. How are you?
Hey, I'm 52 years old. I've lived in the Rochester area my whole life. I've never lived more than 50 miles from Rochester. And I'm considering leaving, and I've never thought of that before in my whole life.
Why? Let me ask you this. We hear this every time. Like when, you know, when George Bush won re-election, liberals said they're moving to Canada, but none of them did because they're a bunch of pansies. You hear that, you know, Barack Obama wins again. I heard people call me and say, oh, well, I'm moving out of America. I'm like, where are you going to go? But, you know, it's interesting. I'm a Texan right now living in Dallas. And it's funny that you brought up moving because Texas actually put ads out online for you guys in New York saying, please move to Texas. We let you keep your guns and you don't have to pay an income tax. And you're saying you may actually do that.
I saw the ad and I'm not going to Canada. I'm not leaving the country, but Texas is a possibility. And one of the specific things in the law that just makes me crazy is that they have you background check every time you buy ammunition. And they're going to track how much to buy so you don't have too much.
You remember that guy named Timothy McVeigh, Bill?
I do.
Didn't he rent a truck?
Rented a truck and fertilizer and diesel fuel, I think.
Yeah, did every time, I mean, why didn't liberals use the same logic then with diesel fuel, that you had to get a background check before you filled up your pickup truck?
They weren't on the ball, I guess.
I mean, if they just would have done that, not only they could have saved the environment. I mean, truckers would have just stopped pulling stuff. Would have been too complicated. And I guess they feel like, Bill, that if you have to do a background check to buy a box of ammo, that you'll buy less ammo. And they're probably right that some people will, in fact, do that. I don't know how you live in New York. I love visiting, but it'd be hard as you know what to live there.
Well, that's why I'm considering going. It's like the straw that puts the camel's back. It's enough.
Yeah. Bill, great to talk to you, man. Plus, I don't look good in those metrosexual shoes either. I can't pull it off. I wear cowboy boots. I'd be awkward walking around. What, I mean, Fifth Avenue? That just Madison wearing those shoes? I couldn't do it. Me in metrosexual shoes just wouldn't work. Chris, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. How are you?
Oh, God bless you that you took my call.
You sound like a New Yorker, Chris.
I certainly am. I'm from the east end of Long Island, and I'm going to tell you, first off, you can't paint us with the same gray brush. We got these a-holes up there that are doing what they want to do. And I tell you, I say this time and time again, as a man to a man, if I had one of them in a room to take out my frustrations against them, there wouldn't be anything left.
This is why we need gun control, Chris. We got crazy people like you out there. You're what's wrong with this country, by golly. That's why we need gun control and bullet control, and next thing you know, you're going to have better brakes on your subways, Chris. And we're going to fix all your problems. Don't worry. Cuomo or whatever the hell his name is, he's going to put his name on a piece of paper, and you're going to be safer. Unbelievable. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the Michael Savage Show. More coming.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Hawks, on 560 KSFO. A 70-year-old Vallejo man pleaded not guilty today to charges of killing his 90-year-old mother. The suspect is a former death row inmate once convicted of killing two Pinole teenagers. A Sonoma County vineyard manager is going to jail for removing a safety device that could have prevented the death of a worker more than a year ago. The manager ordered the removal of a tractor kill switch that shuts off the engine whenever the driver leaves the tractor's seat. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound 80, it looks like lower deck could have another problem in the right lane. Still slow out of San Francisco, northbound 101 from the 280 interchange onto the lower deck, but things getting a little bit smoother. Northbound 880 at Winton, an accident. The right lanes are blocked. Big delays there out of Union City from almost Alvarado Niles Road, and it's still going to be sluggish on the peninsula. Earlier problem, eastbound 92 clear, but northbound 101 slow. Woodside Road up to 92. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Are you a diabetic with an open and unhealing sore on your foot? Have you had this open sore or wound for at least 4 weeks and it's still not healing no matter what you've tried? You may qualify for a new diabetic foot wound research study designed to evaluate Nexagon gel in an investigational use plus specialized footwear to offload pressure from your foot wound. Center for Clinical Research, staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this diabetic foot wound research study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, investigational medication, plus specialized footwear and travel reimbursement. If you're a diabetic who has an open and unhealing sore on your foot that still requires dressing changes, you could qualify for the Diabetic Foot Wound Research Study. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
Homeowners, do you have low water pressure in your house? When you flush a toilet, does the person in the shower have to run for cover so they don't get scalded? Or have you or your neighbors had leaks in their pipes? Many people don't realize that these problems are caused by old pipes that are either corroding down to a trickle or just plain springing a leak. Fortunately, this problem can be solved by repiping your home. I'm Jeff Butler of Repipe Specialists. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you by replacing their old corroded pipes with new, high-quality PEX or copper pipes. It only takes us 1 or 2 days to repipe an entire home, plus we patch the walls and give you a lifetime guarantee. And in celebration of 20 years of repiping, right now on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The Home Depot Start Fresh and Save event is going on now with brand new savings for a brand new year. Wake up a tired bathroom with a stylish WaterSense Pasadena Pfister 8-inch bronze faucet at a new lower price of just $119. Its clean curves make for elegant hand washing, its low price makes for less hand wringing, and it's one of 100 reasons to come in, start fresh, and save. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Have you guys seen the insanity of this million-dollar mystery, this guy that wins the lotto, and now they're, like, pulling his body out of the grave to figure out why someone killed him? Stuff will freak you out. Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. So good to be here with you guys, and an honor to be filling in for Michael. A lot of the content tonight, you can find it on michaelsavage.com, some of the background there. But this, just a little side note here, this million-dollar mystery, this lotto winner body pulled from the ground, and they're going to do an autopsy because they think he was killed with, like, what was it, cyanide? Something weird. I mean, I'm telling you, if you win the lotto, shut up and don't tell anybody. Just move away. Just look at all your friends and be like, look, you're not that great. I can make new ones. I'm out of here. You don't want to hang out with those people anyway. You want to hang out with rich friends at that point. You know, I mean, pull an Obama. Hang out with rich people and act like you care about the poor ones. You don't want to hang out where you're living now. I mean, you know, this guy holding up his lotto ticket and somebody offs him. That's why you get a private plane and you haul A. Straight up. Get out of town. You guys, I mean, you're rich. You can buy new friends. Just be like, you know, interview him. So do you have $1 million? Okay, good. You won't try to kill me. All right, we can hang out now. You don't want to hang out with anybody making less than $1 million a year if you've won the lottery. They're like, they could totally kill you at that point. Straight up. All right, someone sent me an interesting note a minute ago on Twitter. And if you want to tweet me there, Ben Ferguson Show, you can follow me there. And the tweet had to deal with kids online. And they said, where is the focus and when is Washington going to deal with games and violence in movies? And I first of all, I think it comes down to parenting. If you're a good parent, you know what your kid's watching 90% of the time. I mean, kids are going to be kids. They're going to probably get away with some crap. That's just part of being a kid. But if you're a good parent, you know what your kid's watching. You know where they are. You know what they're doing. And there's been people that have said, should we change the ratings on movies? I do think that the movies have desensitized kids. I also, if you've ever seen a kid locked in on the internet nowadays, and part of it is most new parents, and I'm a younger person, so I can say this. I'm talking about the young parents now that have kids. A lot of them suck at being parents. As soon as a kid annoys them, they hand them a device that has batteries and a screen and says, it's the equivalent of saying, shut up, I don't want to deal with you. And so what we have now is we have a society where young kids are being raised by the internet. And I think that's one of the big problems. And so parents are just like, look, if I can go buy you the newest video game, regardless of how violent it is, and you'll leave me the alone and you'll shut up, I'll do it. And so we've had this idea, you know, remember 10, 15 years ago, we're going to have a rating system for video games. It didn't work then. It's not going to work now. Because a kid will get their hands on that video game if they want it, and they're going to be able to play it because most kids are playing video games. Their parents aren't sitting next to them or checking up on them anyway. Now, I'm not blaming a video game for any of this, but I also think it does desensitize kids. And I don't know if you can rate a video game in a way that's going to stop it from getting in the hands of these kids. At the same time, though, the movies, and I think it's more the arrogance. I was watching, what was that award show? I didn't really watch it. I'll blame my wife for this. She was watching, what was it, Golden Globes? So I was doing my show on Sunday, and I come down. There, the Golden Globes on, and they're all, you know, talking about how you're wonderful. Oh, no, no, you're wonderful. Oh, no, you're wonderful. And then Bill Clinton gets up, and he gets a standing ovation. And they're like, you're wonderful. And he's like, I know. I'm like, well, at least he's man enough to be like, I know I'm awesome. I mean, like, everybody else is like, they got there like, I'd like to thank God that I made a horrible movie that had premarital sex in it, lots of drugs. I had multiple sexual partners, and I killed some people. Thank you, God, for making me famous. I've never understood that. And people are like, oh, that's so sweet. They thank God. I'm like, did you see the movie that won them this award? And then people walk up there on this Golden Globes, and they're like, I can't believe I won. What's wrong with you? You're an award show. That's what you're there for. This isn't like, hey, Bob, you want to come over and watch TV? This is, hey, you're at an award show. There's a red carpet. Take a clue. It's an award show. You're going to an award show, and these people walk up on stage, and they're sitting there like, I forgot to thank my manager. Write it down, you idiot. Your manager and your mom. Thank your mom. And then people are like, I forgot my husband. That doesn't surprise me. You're Hollywood. You probably don't even know who you're married to. But I'll get back to that in a second. My point is this. Hollywood's out there supporting the president. They have closed down a runway in Washington, D.C. this weekend just for private jets to come into the inauguration. Never happened before. Dulles is now going to have one of their runways has solely been locked down just for private jets, and 90% of those people are Hollywood people. These same people, remember when George Bush was evil because he was wealthy? Remember how Mitt Romney was evil because he was wealthy? Well, look at the people making these movies. Steven Spielberg, $3 billion, what he's worth. Oprah, $2.7 billion. Michael Jordan, $500 million. Cher, $600 million. Madonna, $650 million. I could go on and on. David Letterman, $400 million. You got all these rich people, $180 million. Brad Pitt, how many movies have you seen him in where he's blown somebody up or killed somebody? Look at Django that just came out. Look at Django. That movie I would never take a woman to see. It was awful. It was terrible. Leonardo DiCaprio comes out against guns completely in a new ad. He's in there paying African Americans to kill another African American in a movie in front of him, depicting this with a hammer, beating a guy's skull in, and he comes out and says, oh, guns are bad, and I'm supposed to listen to that guy? And this is who the president surrounds himself with? And if you really want to fix the problem with violence in society, because it's not a gun problem, it's a violence problem. We do. We have a violence problem in America. We have too many young men that beat the living snot out of everybody around them, and we have too many women that are being abused by men in this country, and you can't tell me it's not a little bit because of Hollywood and the movies that come out there. Part of it's the environment where they grow up. Part of it's the parents that are around them. Part of it's the fact that parents are throwing video games at their kids so that they don't have to parent them. That's a large part of it. But there's nothing the president said about doing anything about what I just talked about. And I think the biggest problem is kids are raising themselves now instead of parents raising the kids. Pat in Pittsburgh, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hello. The reason I was calling in, I've been hearing a lot in the past few weeks about Hollywood, hearing violent video games, and no one hasn't heard anyone mention the gore and the porn that's on the internet, and with kids who are, you know, with the destruction of family values and kids raising themselves, like you said, on the internet. I'm not sure you understand the level I'm talking to. The amount of gore mixed with porn on some of these sites, and there are many others.
Well, I mean, look, Pat, look at porn. The average young man is introduced to hardcore pornography in this country by the age of 11.
Well,
not soft porn. We're not talking about Skinamax or HBO. Yeah. Okay, we're talking about hardcore pornography at 11.
And gore. You know, I bet even younger than that, because, I mean, there's hundreds of websites you can go, and like I said, you talk about, we hear Hollywood, the amount of violence from beheadings, real violence, you know, real mutilation.
But here's the thing, how do you police that?
Well, but it's,
I don't think you can police it by putting a program on your computer that's going to be a parent. And that's what many parents do. They put, I laugh because, you know, there's parents out there. Prime example is parents that are stupid enough to think that if they just put the lock on their cable box with their code, that then the bad movies won't come through, that the kid's not going to just go straight to the internet anyway. And so they pat themselves in the back and they go to bed at 10 o'clock. They're like, we're such good parents. We put a 4-digit code on our cable box and now little Timmy's never going to see a naked woman. You're dumb. I also think one of the problems is I don't know why an 11-year-old needs a smartphone.
No, and I don't think they do.
I mean, really, let me tell you this right now. Let me make this very clear. There is no shot in Hades that if I have a girl, she's going to have a phone that has a camera on it until she's an adult or wants to pay her own bill. Because this whole world of sexting that's come out, and girls get all sorts of pressure now from guys going, send me a picture of you naked. Send me a picture of you topless. It's rampant. I mean, you go talk at Christian schools now. They've had, like, outbreaks of, like, a girl sends a picture topless to some guy, and he shows everybody, and then the girl feels awful about herself and wants to transfer to school, and in some cases it committed suicide over it. And this is not an isolated case, but if you're a parent listening to me right now and your kid's got a camera phone, you need to take a drill bit to it and unload.
I agree. And what it boils down to is the lack of parents. But, the kind of violence that, this has to be what you would consider triple X-rated violence. I mean,
I agree. Well, look at, I go back to the movie because a lot of people have seen it recently, Django. How should that movie not have been NC-17? How should that movie not have been NC-17? You should not have been able to get into that. That should have been on the equivalent with soft pornography. Remember when that movie that came out, what was it? Oh, the girl from Saved by the Bell, Lord help me. It was Showgirls or Striptease or something. It came out, and that was, like, huge controversy because it was NC-17, as it should have been. But how could Django not be on the same level as Showgirls? I mean, you tell me what's more threatening. And again, earmuffs, kids. A woman's breasts on TV shaking on a pole or watching two people bash each other's faces in and unleashing wild dogs on African-Americans to rip them to shreds. Which one is going to have more of an impact on your psychological behavior? Which one? Fred, in a wonderful state of Mississippi, you're on the Savage Nation with Ben Ferguson tonight, filling in for Michael. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing tonight, Mr. Ferguson?
Fred, you're down in my good old alma mater state where I went to Ole Miss.
Yes, sir, I know that.
Howdy, Toddy.
See you for a while.
Thank you.
I think the American people might be missing the big picture here. I think Obama might have something else up his sleeve. If you notice how he's always so arrogant and does everything he can to rile up the American people, I think he's actually trying to get people riled up to start protesting, and then he can just declare martial law and do anything he wants.
Fred, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a huge conspiracy theorist. I don't think so. I don't think it's that. I think what it really boils down to is I think the president does not understand violence. I don't think the president understands guns. I don't think the president understands how to deal with this problem. And fearful people pass laws to make themselves feel better, like they accomplished something. I mean, the president, when he walked off stage the other day with those kids behind him giving him hugs and high fives, I think he went to bed that night genuinely believing, if not just convincing himself, that that was a good day's work, that he somehow made America safer. But you look at the 23 things that he did that day, it didn't deal with mental health. It did not deal with violence in video games. It did not deal with violence in Hollywood. It did not deal with better parenting. It did not deal with putting guns, or I should say, armed guards in schools. So why are we beating around the bush here? If I actually thought banning an AR-15 would truly make America a safer place, I'd be in favor of it. But I've not seen any data to back that up. I'm a facts guy. Show me the real facts on an issue and I will listen to you. But when you come to me with an unprepared emotional argument and a knee-jerk reaction to a real problem, I'm going to call BS. If he would have walked out and said 50% of this is mental health, 30% of this is parenting, and the rest of it is something else, guns, I would have listened to him, but he didn't bring up any of those things. 1-800, or I should say 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, online at michaelsavage.com. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight. We'll be right back.
Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable. For less than a dollar a day, a healthy 40-year-old can get a $500,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-229-5700 for your free quote. Call 1-800-229-5700. That's 1-800-229-5700. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia except for Wyoming and New York. Hybrid life and optional riders are not available in all states. A 2-year suicide exclusion and contestability period apply, 1 year in some states. All applications are subject to underwriting approval.
The Savage Nation.
Al Corleone. Now, what's happened to Al since he got caught in that scandal with the masseuse? I don't know. I know she ditched him. The photographer wife, she dumped him. Poor Al. He's such a schmendrick. It's like the guys that couldn't get into a college fraternity. You know what I'm saying?
Michael Savage.
They go to a massage parlor? A guy with that power and that money has to go to a masseuse and ask her to touch him inappropriately in a massage parlor? It was unbelievable to me.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM used car and truck center in Burlingame. We're right in the middle of remodeling, so I'm having a construction sale. Come to Burlingame or check out our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
The housing market is stabilizing, and smart investors like Warren Buffett are buying as much property as they can. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build wealth through real estate. Kathy Fechte, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, is hosting a live event on January 19th at noon at the Crown Plaza in Foster City. She'll share the seven most important steps for real estate investors and where to find the best deals. Details are realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. realwealthevents.com.
San Francisco traffic happens in two places, on the streets and on the sidewalks too.
This is San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. Texting while driving or walking in San Francisco is a recipe for disaster. Please don't do it. San Francisco's busy streets and sidewalks are no place for inattention or electronic distractions. Please do not text while driving or walking. Let's all be as safe as we can out there.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
Resolve to download iHeartRadio and kick off the new year with unlimited entertainment. Over 1,500 live radio stations.
Wow.
And it's the easiest and cheapest resolution you can make. Download the free app now at iHeartRadio.com.
Weekdays at noon.
But there is a cost to this kind of campaign.
They said anything they needed to say to win.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome. I wouldn't
it
be proud of winning
Michael
that way.
Savage Show, Savage Nation, and online at michaelsavage.com. Ben Ferguson filling in for the great Michael Savage tonight. So good to be with you wherever you are around the country. 1-855-400-SAVAGE is the number. 1-855-400-7282, again online at michaelsavage.com. If you just joined us, we're talking about how kids are raising kids now. And why is anybody talking about this aspect of the violent world we live in? Because the violence, the pornography on TV, the violence in the movies, the video games, and why aren't we looking at that at least as much as we're looking at the guns? You look at this guy who did the Newtown shooting. They said he would sit in a basement for up to 12 hours playing video games by himself. That can't be healthy. It cannot be healthy. But we haven't changed any regulations on that. But, man, we're gonna ban a gun because that'll fix it. Kenny in Kansas, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, I'm a graduate student at Kansas State University. That's why I say I can agree with the NRA's ads completely. Because every time I walk on campus and I see this nice no weapons sign, I feel like somebody's painted a bullseye on my back because I have two choices. I can either run after the shooting or fight back by throwing a textbook.
Yeah, and I think the textbook you're probably going to lose.
Yeah,
I mean, you probably are going to lose.
In practice, I can't throw it very straight yet.
You know, you just need to get, what classes are you taking?
I'm a mechanical engineering major, so mainly math and science.
Oh, I was going to say, if you're doing political science, I'd say throw the books because they're all BS anyway. You're actually learning good stuff. You got to hold on to those books. Plus, they're expensive now. But if you're at college now, Kenny, I mean, have you ever thought about the way, when I was in school, we had one of the bad school shootings when I was in college, not at my university, but, you know, it was on TV. And I was always set close to the door after that. And I'm not paranoid, but I'm sitting there going, do I really want to be 15 rows deep, 5, 8, 10 seats in, where the only way out is to go forward? Same thing in a movie theater. I don't go all the way up to the top now. And it's mainly because, and I won't go to a movie theater where it's a gun-free zone either, because that's just asking to be shot at nowadays. And the same thing in universities, the same thing in these schools. I mean, you go into these schools, these colleges, they tell you it's the safest place in the world, and that's true as long as if everybody plays by the rules. But Virginia Tech is proof that not everyone plays by the rules.
I agree, absolutely. I've actually, since Virginia Tech, I've started carrying a high-wattage flashlight with me, so if nothing else, I can do the old blind and run routine, but as if my attacker's wearing sunglasses, that's not going to work either.
Well, and you bring this, Kenny, I'm glad you called, because you bring this back around to the core. What is so wrong with having extensive training for teachers that want to be able to protect themselves and their students?
In my opinion, absolutely nothing. We already trust our teachers with our children's future, we might as well let them protect it as well.
Well, and I've said this. Forget politics for a second, okay? A lot of people in the teaching profession, Kenny, and I appreciate the phone call, man. You have a great night. A lot of people in the teaching profession, they may be more liberal-minded. But I also think the majority of teachers are probably some of the most kind, loving, unselfish individuals I've ever met. I have no problem with arming a teacher because teachers aren't usually narcissistic. If they were, they wouldn't have become a teacher and only made 50 grand a year. They're not money hungry. They're not corrupt. They're not evil usually. Now, they may be a little misguided politically, but overall, if you become a teacher, you're probably a pretty good human being. Way better than the private sector in many cases. So why wouldn't we want to trust a teacher who's willing to go through extensive training with a gun, especially in elementary schools, especially in high schools, and even in colleges? I don't know. There's a lot of liberal teachers out there in colleges. I take that back. But high schools and elementary schools. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage. We'll be right back.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome, it is the Savage Nation, Ben Ferguson filling in tonight for Michael Savage. It is so great to be with you tonight, wherever you are around the country, filling in for Michael. He will be back with you on Monday. So, student kicked out of school. She's lost her appeal. She's kicked out of school for refusing to wear a tracking device. An RFID tracking badge. She appealed it, and it's a failure. Having lost that appeal, the 15-year-old student, Andrea Hernandez, is leaving John Jay High School after the school officials denied her request to allow her to continue her education uninterrupted by permitting her to use her old chipless ID badge, which does not signify participation in a program, which I believe, she says, conflicts with my religious beliefs. In her handwritten letter, Hernandez, who's 15, wrote to the school board, "I do not wish to wear the new badge, even without the RFID chip, because it signifies participation in the program." Hernandez, who has been threatened with expulsion for refusing to wear a chipless RFID tracking badge, had a request for a preliminary injunction denied by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in the Western District of Texas. Now, Rutherford Institute attorneys argued the school is violating her rights under Texas Religious Freedom Act and First and 14th Amendments to the U.S. Constitution as well. They said the case will definitely move forward now and hopefully will eventually find justice in the court system. Hernandez has been hoping the school would compromise. If they dig in their heels, however, she will have to change schools. Well, now it looks like she is going to have to change schools. Now, you've got public schools that we're trying to make safer, and so we do that through everything but actually putting an armed guard there. And we're going to keep kids safe by giving them a tracking device. That freaks me out. A tracking device on my person? If my kid goes to elementary school or high school, do I really want a badge hanging around their neck that gives a tracking device so that they can look on a computer and see where my kid is at every moment of every day? Now, the fear-mongering side would be this. Well, we'd always know where your kid is. We'd know if they're getting into trouble. We'd know if they're tardy for class because the computer will beep, and we'll know that little Timmy and little Susan are making out around the corner by the stairs. And so then we can get them back into biology. And that'll make everything better because we'll be teaching them sex ed instead of them making out down the hall by the stairs. Now, if your kid doesn't have a tracking device, they may just be making out and not learning how to put a condom on a banana. This is the world we live in, folks. So this young girl, she's 15 years old. Now, I don't know if she went over the top. You can decide that. And, you know, the school did allow her to continue not having the tracking device, but wearing a badge on there. Now, I understand the whole name badge saying, like, who the crap are you? I mean, the same reason why I want it on a police officer. If a police officer pulls me over, I want to know what officer he is. I'm okay with a name badge. When I go into a store, I want to know who I'm talking to. When I go to work, I've got a little, what do they call that thing, a fob? So key fob thingy where I stick it up on the door and it beeps and it lets me in the room. It's basically so they know when I was there. And they say it's for security, and maybe it is. I don't know. If it really was about security, they'd let me carry a gun to work. They don't. I would get fired. So a key fob is my next best friend, apparently, because that's going to keep me safe if a guy decides to shoot the glass door that looks really nice walking into my building, but I'll leave that for another day. So you've got students at a school, and we're seeing this become a bigger trend now. More and more public schools are giving out these chips, and they are supposed to be there to help your kid be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. Now, as a parent out there, I would love to know if you would endorse or be okay with the idea of having your child wear a tracking device at their school. And based on risk-reward, is it worth the risk of invasion of their privacy for the reward of knowing where they are? Now, some of the arguments for it I actually like, honestly. You know when your kid's skipping class, where they are. The computer, after 3 minutes after class time in every room, checks in, and if there's people on those trackers, on the GPS, for lack of a better way of putting it, will tell you if your kid's not in class. And that's a good, I mean, I guess it's a good thing. But here's the other thing. Why can't a teacher just look at the classroom and realize someone's not in their chair? Well, I mean, how dumb do you have to be as a teacher to not realize that someone's not in their chair? And for thousands of years, in theory, or hundreds of years in this country, we've had chairs and a counting mechanism that's worked. It's called 1, 2, 3, and you know what the number is you're supposed to start with at the beginning of the day. You have 17 kids in your class. If you're a teacher, you can count to 17, and you don't get there by counting humans, that means someone's missing. That worked since almost the beginning of time. I mean, before there was birth control, families had in the Bible had 25 kids. And I guarantee you, they kept up with them by counting. They didn't have GPS, and they didn't have a chip implanted in their kids. They counted, and it worked miraculously. For hundreds of years, thousands of years, they counted in all sorts of different languages, and it worked. But now we need GPS on our kit. And again, I said this earlier. I'm not a paranoid person. I'm really not. I don't know if this is the big brother, and all that extreme stuff that people say. I do think it's a little creepy. I just think it's weird. I think it's creepy that people actually want to put a tracker on my kid. If you're a parent, tell me what you think. Or is it worth the risk reward? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Also online at michaelsavage.com. And if you want to send me a tweet tonight, Ben Ferguson Show, I would love for you to follow me and keep up with me there. Ben Ferguson Show, all together on Twitter and also on Facebook. Many of you making comments on Facebook as well, and I'll read some of those on the air. Ben Ferguson Show is my page on Facebook. You'll see the public figure. You can hit that like button. You can send me a message on Facebook or make a comment on the page there, and we'll read some of those as well. Let me go to your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let me go to Margie in Ohio. You are on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. What do you think?
Oh, well, this is the first time I've heard this show, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it so far, and I normally not want to call in. You create a lot of controversy of thinking, which is great. Now, I was asked if I was for that or against it with regards to tagging children. Do you mind if I back you up just a tad about the question of children raising themselves?
Yes. Go ahead. Children raising themselves.
it leads into that, is in the sense of we need to look back one more generation, I believe, and I'd love to know if there's a statistic out there. One generation back was raised on television, and it wasn't the video games. It wasn't the internet.
Well, I mean, kids used to play outside. Parents used to have rules. They used to watch their kids. Remember the good old days when kids smelled?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, kids would go outside and they'd be a sweaty mess. They came home every night smelling of a kid. It was the kid's smell. Now kids smell like Cheetos. It's a problem.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But I feel that parents haven't been parenting because they weren't parented to themselves.
But then this is also this issue of now teachers not doing the job of teachers. If you need a GPS tracker, my kid, we've got way bigger problems in the schools than I thought.
What's the choice at this point? Because I can tell you in my family I've had three teachers, two of them close to retiring, who left because they feared for their lives with their classes. Another one who broke up a fight, was punched in the face, his glasses broken, grabbed the kid's collar, and took him to the principal's office, and he was suspended for manhandling the child.
Sure.
So what's our option here? What else do we do?
If you just give him a tracking device, none of that would ever happen. That's what they'll tell you. Stephen in Kansas City, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Stephen.
Good, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
My question is, you know, having a GPS tracking unit on a kid in the school, how's that going to make them safer? Because somebody managed to get in the school building without a device, past security, the school people aren't going to know where they're at in the class, or, you know, in the building. That's not going to tell them anything.
But this is supposed to make your kids smarter.
How's it going to make them smarter?
It's gonna put them in the classroom on time. They're not going to skip class. They're going to be monitored that they're on time, and all of a sudden now your kid's going to Harvard on scholarship.
Yeah, whatever. Well, his friend can take the tag into his classroom, and the computer will know no difference. But in the chair he's supposed to be sitting in, kids will get around it. But how's it going to make our kids safer and smarter if it's just pointless?
Well, we'll spend money on the tech. This is where I think this all goes back to somebody lobbying somebody in government and says, I've got a great idea. I'm going to give you an RFID tracker on all these kids, and you're going to buy the system for me, and it's only $300,000, and we're going to charge you a maintenance fee for every card to update every year of another $20, and then we just spend a bunch of money on a bunch of crap.
Well, I agree. It's just worthless. I mean, what's the point? It's not making our kids safer in school. It's not educating them anymore. If a kid wants to ditch class, he's going to ditch a class, and he's going to suffer the consequences. They're going to do it. But is there
really consequences anymore in this country for skipping class in the public schools? Let's be honest.
Apparently not. I mean,
do you know how many days you can skip class now? I mean, the only reason why half the public schools care if a kid's not at class is they don't get paid. Remember, you got to turn in. A kid's got to be in school, I think, for a full day of credit for at least, 4 hours? Or otherwise you don't get as much money. Every state's different. I mean, some places 4 or 5 hours. I don't know. You know, it depends on where you live. But that's the real reason why they want your kid in class. And maybe that's where, you know, they're saying, oh, well, the GPS trackers would pay for themselves because you'll have fewer kids showing up tardy and you'll get more cash. Maybe that's it. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight on the Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Savage. That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier
humidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion. Literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you, and there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge it is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back. It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. He will be back with you on Monday, and it's an honor to be filling in for Michael tonight, and appreciate you spending some time with us. Also, great resource. If you haven't used it, you really should. And I say this unbiased. I get a ton of my show prep from michaelsavage.com. There's incredible updates and breaking news there. So make sure you check that out all throughout the week. We keep you updated there. They do an amazing job with that website, michaelsavage.com. From an outsider, I can tell you it is worth a visit. Save it on your page, michaelsavage.com there. All right, if you just joined us, we're talking tonight, you know, in New York now has proposed this as well. New York has decided that they want to, you know, there's this new proposal to track prescription drugs with putting GPS tracking devices in the bottle. All right, let me just think about this. I'm trying to think about the lowest form of human. If you know the bottle that you have a controlled substance in has a tracking device in it, and you want to take those pills somewhere else, how many hours does it take a dummy to figure out to pour the pills out of the bottle that has a tracking device in it? I mean, forget minutes, hours. I mean, do you think if you're, let's paint a picture here. You got a bunch of crackheads in a room, hanging out with a bunch of potheads in a room, hanging out with a bunch of people that are, you know, doing some other synthetic drug. Do you think if they're all there in a support group type setting, stoned out of their minds, that maybe one of those guys might be able to go, I got it. Dude, just leave the bottle at home. Pour the pills out and leave the bottle at home. This is what we're coming to in this country. You got a prescription drug problem and drug abuse of prescription drugs in New York City, so we'll put trackers on the bottle. We got kids that we want to be sitting in the classroom, and really what I think it boils down to is you got a company that's getting a kickback, and they went to the legislator and they said, hey, we need you to buy our GPS tracking system for your kid so we know where your kid is at all times, and that'll somehow make your kid smarter and safer in school, and we'll spend tax dollars on it. I mean, what's next? Are we going to start putting a GPS tracker in every gun so that when a crime's committed, we can see where the gun is? Because I promise you no criminal would ever think to drill into their gun and get that tracker out of there or disable it. No, that would never happen. I mean, you know that if a guy steals a gun and there's a tracker in it, there's no way he would be smart enough to drill or break it off that part where the tracker is and get rid of it. Because that definitely couldn't happen. Because, you know, people that break laws, they're so dumb, they don't even think about this stuff, right? Because no one's ever robbed a house by cutting a phone line. Never happened. Never happened. Your alarm system, that's never happened in society because they're all stupid. What is the first thing now when they sell you an alarm they do? Well, you got a landline, Mr. Ferguson? Yeah, oh, well, you need an independent cell phone because they've gotten smart now. They'll cut that phone line. Criminals are not idiots. I mean, they don't like to go to jail. And so they say, well, we'll put a tracking device on your bottle of meds. They're going to figure out just pour out the pills into a Ziploc bag. I don't think I'm crazy to say that. Like, I mean, they're not that dumb. And the fact that you think that if you put prescription drugs in a bottle with a GPS tracker, that that's going to fix the world's problems tells me that you actually are stupid. You actually are incredibly stupid. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. I'll get your thoughts on this coming up. You can also tweet me, Ben Ferguson Show, all together on Twitter. Love to keep up with you there, Ben Ferguson Show on Twitter and on Facebook. Ben Ferguson Show there. I'll read some of your comments. You're listening to the Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Hey, welcome to 2013. This is year five of trillion-dollar deficits, year five of negative interest rates, year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is absolutely insane. It's like watching a slow-motion wreck. We are not a crash dummy. For over a decade, I've offered you an option that has increased in value over five times since 2002. Gold, gold, gold. Politicians thrive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency and fear. Not me. I'm informed. I'm reading The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. So protect your family. Get a free copy. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for the simple truth. Get a free copy of the book. Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN. Why don't you let me, Michael Savage, and Swiss America help you before these idiots in Washington destroy our children's future? Call 800-289-2646. Don't be a crash dummy.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The San Francisco Police Department is investigating an allegation of a sexual assault involving San Francisco 49ers Michael Crabtree. The alleged assault occurred in a San Francisco hotel this past Sunday. Crabtree has been interviewed with his lawyer present and has cooperated. He has not been detained or arrested. It's believed he is in Atlanta and will play on Sunday in the 49ers NFC Championship game. A woman has been indicted on charges of trying to smuggle 11 pounds of methamphetamine through San Francisco airport. Prosecutors say the woman tried to smuggle the drugs hidden in a piece of furniture in her luggage. And a San Mateo letter carrier has pleaded no contest to stealing thousands of pieces of mail. Prosecutors say he was looking for credit cards to make illegal purchases at local stores. Traffic, San Jose, southbound 101, Capitol Expressway, crash third lane from the left. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The bill pays shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill. Stall this bill, pay this bill, or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is, but you have so little time. Income@home55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. Income@home55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years, so stop the bill pay shuffle. Income@home55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. Income@home55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Income@home55.com. Income@home55.com. Income@home55.com.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Ryder Brosy, partner in the investment firm of Baker, Brosy, and Mitsutomi.
Now that the elections are over, our nation is facing fiscal uncertainties unlike anything we've faced in the past. With the fiscal cliff just around the corner and the threat of higher taxes looming closer and closer, it's more important than ever to have an experienced team of financial professionals looking after your best interests. At Baker, Brosy, and Mitsutomi, we've taken care of our clients in this way for over a quarter of a century.
Baker, Brosy, and Mitsutomi is a different kind of wealth management firm. Relationships are at the heart of what they do. Call them at 925-300-3222. That's 925-300-3222. Or online at investwithintegrity.com. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA and SIPC. A registered investment advisor.
The housing market is stabilizing and smart investors like Warren Buffett are buying as much property as they can. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to build wealth through real estate. Kathy Fetke, the CEO of Real Wealth Network, is hosting a live event on January 19th at noon at the Crown Plaza in Foster City. She'll share the seven most important steps for real estate investors and where to find the best deals. Details are at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. realwealthevents.com.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. Michael will be back with you on Monday. And hope you're having a good evening wherever you are around the country. If you just joined us, we are chatting about this whole idea now that we can just put tracking devices on anything. You got a young girl going to get kicked out of school because she refused to wear an RFID tracking badge at her school. You got now these, you got a prescription drug pill popping problem in New York. So now they've got a proposal to actually have bottles that have GPS tracking in them. Because crackheads can't figure out how to pour pills out of a bottle. You got people that have even said, oh, we should sell guns that have GPS tracking devices built into them. You think a bad guy doesn't know how to take it apart or get it out or bust it out if you did that? So we have this whole idea that, oh, well, if we just, you know, track everything, then everyone will be perfect. Everyone's going to act right. And then the world will be, all will be right with the world. I don't get it. We think that video games don't, and violent video games don't have effect on kids' lives. We think that Hollywood should continue to make these incredibly violent movies and without anybody looking at the effect that could have on kids. And we just, you know, let's just blame the gun. Let's just blame the tools. Let's not blame human beings because that would be too easy. I don't get it. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282, or online at michaelsavage.com. I'm going to botch this name. I apologize in advance. Sebasti in Columbus. Did I botch it or did I get it right?
My name's Sebastian.
I'm sorry, my screen cut it off. That's why I didn't get it right. I apologize.
Yeah, that tends to happen a lot. Right. Well, okay. I'm 21 years old, and I grew up in the age where kids were raised by TV and video games. I have plenty of friends that were like that. I mean, I had a good father, but...
So you agree with what I'm saying, that we got kids now being raised by the internet and by TV, truly?
Oh, yeah, I know. I grew up like that.
I mean, you got kids that are comatose now. Have you? I mean, you'll go to dinner now. You'll see. We were at dinner the other night, and I got to be careful so I don't get in trouble because my wife always warns me I'm going to lose friends. We're sitting by a table of people that will remain unnamed so I'm not in trouble, who had kids, and they were celebrating a significant event in life. That's vague enough, right, Sebastian? We'll go with it. And almost every kid at the table was on a device that had interaction with the internet or a video game. One had an iPad watching a movie. Another had an iPhone tech. No one's talking to anybody. I'm like, why'd you even go to dinner? Why? What's the point of having six people sit around a table if no one's talking to anybody? And you could tell the parents liked it because then the kids didn't talk. They were quiet. It's become a shut up device. It's become a parenting device that is taken over for that place called timeout. Remember that seat in the corner or go to your room? Now kids go to their room on their own because they don't want to deal with their parents.
Go to your room means nothing, and if they take away their video games, they got a hidden Game Boy somewhere.
Well, I mean, we got 8-year-olds with iPhones now. I still don't understand why an 8-year-old needs an iPhone. I don't understand why a 12-year-old needs an iPhone. I don't understand why a 14-year-old needs an iPhone. I mean, what happened in the good old days where you have a kids line and an adult line, and if you were on that phone after... I mean, I remember my parents turned the switch off. They busted me talking on the phone after 10 o'clock at night on a school night, and that phone was gone. You could ring it all night long because there wasn't a phone that was going to answer it. That's what good parenting, that's what they used to do. And now you're 21, and you're seeing this generation that's been raised. And I also think that's one of the reasons why you have so many kids now that are so disconnected with society. There's some weird kids out there. There are some kids out there that are socially awkward, but we'll give it some name, like they're autistic or they're ADD or they're ADHD. And then if a kid's, you know, I laugh at the parents. I taught tennis for years. Played in college. And I mean, I would laugh because I would have the 8 a.m. class that would be all the young new kids. Every one of those parents would walk in, little Timmy's ADD. He's on Adderall or Ritalin or whatever it was. You know, we have problems with him, but we've got him on medication. I want to be like, the kid doesn't need a pill. The kid needs a good old American A-whooping. Kid needs to be his butt kicked like a merry-go-round because he didn't listen to you when you're screaming at him from 5 feet away. That's what we're missing with parents today. Dawson in Idaho, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you. Thanks for keeping, and please keep up the good work. That you got an awesome show.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I don't think that we need to chip the children. I think that we need to chip all the politicians and government employees.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Can you imagine what we could have found out about Bill Clinton? Be like, if he had a GPS tracker, but oh, he's in the intern wing again, folks. He's over there in the with the interns again.
I think it would be really interesting to challenge the children in America to keep an eye on the politicians and some of these people that's messing the world up, because they have a higher sense of moral character, at least they used to, and I think if given a chance, they would again. And
I will say this. I am truly worried about the future of this country, because I think my generation is the most warped, screwed up, selfish, narcissistic generation of the last 50, 80, 100 years. I mean, we don't understand what America was about, what it was supposed to be about, what was supposed to be great about this country. I mean, there was an article that came out this week saying, are college students more narcissistic than ever before? The average college student thinks he possesses above average intelligence, drive, and leadership qualities, according to a new survey that shows narcissism among young people is at a 50-year high.
They
call it the Generation Me. I know everything. I'm brilliant. I'm owed something. I should be a millionaire. I'm not getting up unless you pay me $100,000 a year.
Yep.
That's what we got now. You want to know why there's so many people on food stamps? Why, have you heard these people? I'm not getting up unless you're paying me $20 an hour. Who are you? And honestly, you probably can't even draw a line on a piece of paper straight. You don't deserve $20 an hour. I got me an Obama phone, got me some Obama money, got me some food stamps. Philip, Virginia Beach, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Bob, I forgot. This is Bob or Bill. I forgot what your name was. I'm sorry.
Ben, it's fine. I'm the fill-in guy. It's okay. Go ahead.
Fantastic. So I'm listening to you guys go on and on about this tracking kids thing. I absolutely agree with you. You know, if you're tracking people, tracking kids, it's nuts. But I think what nobody is addressing at all is the technological limitations of actually doing that. When you're talking about an RFID badge, you know, that badge needs to be traveling within an electromagnetic field that is set up and programmed to actually know where that thing is. But once you're outside the school grounds, there's no ability to see that. So this whole thing about, you know, tracking pill bottles, tracking kids and whatever off campus, it's technologically infeasible. I mean, you know.
Well, Tim, the GPS tracking on the bottles, that would be that they're using GPS technology for that with the prescription bottles in New York. That wouldn't be RFID as we're talking about with the schools.
Yeah, that would have to be a battery-powered device that's actually emitting a signal being picked up by a satellite in order to know where it is, and it's completely impractical. I'm willing to bet that the technology is not readily available enough for them to.
Oh no, they've already got it. Look, they've already got proposals out for requests or however they phrase it in government, requests for proposals out there already. I mean, they're on top of this. There's somebody already lobbying New York saying, "Here, give me millions of dollars, and I'll give you your bottles that, you know, we can track with your pills."
Yeah, but you can remember Reagan lobbied for Star Wars when it was technologically impossible. Today, it's doable.
Yeah, but I think that historically, though, when Reagan was doing Star Wars, that was the appearance of us being farther and more advanced and trying to spin Russia and communism in the ground, and it worked. I mean, the arms race was not about really arms. The arms race was about bankrupting a nation.
Absolutely, but at the same time, he did it.
And that did work.
Somebody picked up that ball and ran with it, and we're almost there at this point. But what I'm getting at is we're so far behind the times with this GPS business that you can't really track a pistol or a pill bottle or a kid off campus, unless, of course, you're willing to tag the kid's telephone that's sitting
there. All right, but here's my thing. Eric, would you actually want your kid
absolutely
to have a tracking device in school on them, even if it's just on the school grounds, as they claim?
Well, and that's what I originally called you about. See, I work in a building where I have a badge, and I got a badge in and out of every room. Now, sure, that badge actually opens the door for me, but I actually operate the system that allows people in and out of certain doors and whatever. I can go back and see where people have been. There's something to be gained from that when you're dealing with theft and what have you. You know, I can eliminate an entire pool of people that don't have the ability to be in one of those rooms by saying, you know what, they just weren't there. They never badged in, or it's very unlikely at least.
Well, what about kids that are smart enough to leave their badge with one of their friends? Here, stick it or putting it in their book bag. I mean, kids aren't stupid. Micah, I appreciate the phone call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Online at michaelsavage.com. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plan. This weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-853-5620. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-853-5620. That's 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620.
The best damn morning show, period.
Do you know how they oftentimes euthanize huge whales?
It rhymes with Tom.
Yeah, here, Timmy the whale. This will be your last meal. Just chomp on this. Or maybe they just put it down the blowhole of the whale.
They clog the blowhole with TNT.
Clog the blowhole.
It's hot.
Doc,
hit the deck.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know that feeling of arriving at your house and just saying, I love this place? This is home. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers. The curb appeal of your driveway and front yard really reflects on the way you feel about your home. At System Pavers, we go way beyond creating beautiful and enduring driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and outdoor living areas. This new year allows System Pavers to transform your house into the home you love. You'll be amazed by the unique designs we create with our exclusive paving stones, SP turf, custom built-in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. To ring in the new year, we're offering listeners 15% off or no payments till summer 2014 on all new projects for completion by January 31st. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002. Take 15% off or with your good credit, no payments till summer 2014. 877-PAVE-002 or systempavers.com.
The SFPD reminds you that red always means stop.
Hi, this is San Francisco Police Chief Greg Sir. Each and every day, red light runners in San Francisco create a clear and present danger to other motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians in San Francisco. When caught, you can face a hefty fine and put your driving privilege at risk. A red traffic light is not a suggestion. It means stop. Let's all commit to stopping at red lights to keep our community safe.
A public service of the San Francisco Police Department and this Cumulus radio station.
Are you a diabetic with an open and unhealing sore on your foot? Have you had this open sore or wound for at least 4 weeks and it's still not healing no matter what you've tried? You may qualify for a new diabetic foot wound research study designed to evaluate Nexagon gel in an investigational use plus specialized footwear to offload pressure from your foot wound. Center for Clinical Research, staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this diabetic foot wound research study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, investigational medication, plus specialized footwear and travel reimbursement. If you're a diabetic who has an open and unhealing sore on your foot that still requires dressing changes, you could qualify for the Diabetic Foot Wound Research Study. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. It is Ben Ferguson filling in for Michael Savage tonight. He will be back with you on Monday. Thoroughly enjoyed spending the last almost 3 hours with you this evening. And if you just joined us, one student was kicked out of school for refusing to wear an RFID tracking badge. And what is our new obsession with tracking everything? I mean, we're obsessed with tracking pills now in New York. They want to put a GPS tracker in the pill bottle. Seriously? We want to track kids in the school because that's going to make them somehow be, like, better students. People want to put GPS trackers into guns now. I mean, what am I going to have to do, like, charge my gun up before I take it out so the tracker will work? Or am I going to be breaking the law if the tracker runs out of battery? I mean, we are obsessed with this whole idea. We're just going to track everything. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Let me go to Brad in Pennsylvania. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much for taking the call.
Absolutely.
I've read something in the Popular Science. I think it was the most recent issue. I was just trying to flip through and find it. And it's talking about tracking. Apparently now they're working with something which they say is only a few years off. And what they are doing is actually putting in a RFID or some type of chip that when you swallow it, it interacts with the stomach acids, sends a Wi-Fi signal to a receiver in the house, which then sends a text message to that loved one who you always are worried they're taking their pills at night. So when you call and talk to mom, this is the way they put it, you don't have to say, mom, did you take your pills? You can just, you already know she did, and you can go about it. And I thought, oh, the abuses that could come with that.
See, here's the thing. That stuff just freaks me out. There's a certain point where I'm okay with some human error. I mean, if I went to a doctor and they're like, hey, you've got dementia, but we're going to put a device in your stomach that will then send a signal to your kids so they know that you took your meds, I might, for the first time in my life, get violent with a doctor for even suggesting that idea to me. You know? I mean, there's some part of me, if I forget to take my meds and I die, isn't that just kind of the circle of life? What happened to Ben? Well, he forgot to take his heart meds. He croaked last night. It's probably about time for me to go anyway.
Yeah, I just glancing through here, another one is a Fantastic Voyage where they put a little chip in your bloodstream, again, it's so small, and then just watch it cruise through your body.
Yeah, shoot me now. Shoot me now, Brad. They're putting GPS tracking things in my bloodstream. I'm serious. It's time to go see the big guy upstairs. Philip in New York, I would jokingly say over my dead body I'd let him do that, but, well, you get my point there. Philip, what do you think?
Hello. New York State is abusing these sound good laws that they are making, like order of protection, mental illness, in order to take away your gun rights, okay, and your property. And they are violating the existing statutes of the law to illegally convict gun owners to prevent them from owning.
Well, I mean, look at the president this week with his executive order. I mean, saying, you know, sending out a memo reminding doctors that they can ask you if you have a gun in your house.
Well, you know, I've owned a gun, a pistol permit, for 30 years. I've never pulled the gun out. I've owned guns all my life. Yet the problem here is, if you really want to see how they're abusing the statutes of the law, ignoring the statutes of the law that bind them, okay, to behave legally in courts, look up Livingston County Corruption, NY.com. Now, I've got to apologize because of the website. I cannot get anybody here to finish that site properly. They've left it.
Well, Philip, let me say this, and I appreciate the phone call. I can tell you this much. New York will do whatever they can to take away your right to own a gun through whatever means they can use to their advantage. They proved that this week. And if they can do it through your doctor, if they can do it through your medications, if they can do it, they will do it. They will absolutely do it. Let me go to Jordan and Columbus. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Savage Nation. Ben Ferguson filling in tonight. How are you, Jordan? All right, I guess we lost Jordan there. We'll try to get you back, Jordan. Eric in Springfield. Howdy, sir. Eric, you there? All right, I guess we got a problem with the phones. I apologize. As I wrap things up tonight, I want to say thank you again to Michael Savage for letting me fill in. I'd love to keep up with all you guys on Twitter and Facebook. Ben Ferguson Show there on Twitter. All together, Ben Ferguson Show. Follow me there. I'd love to say hello. Keep up with you there. Also on Facebook, Ben Ferguson Show there as well. Coming up this week, some things you may want to take and pay attention to, though. Watch out for this inaugural speech. This inaugural speech, as they get ready, we're 3 days away from the inauguration on Monday. Get ready for the president to come out and tell you in that inauguration speech how he's going to keep you safer. And some of the things we talked about tonight, and this whole push for gun control, and something else we didn't get to tonight, and I wish we would have. Get ready for this immigration argument of how the president is going to be compassionate and he's going to use anybody that came here under the age of 18 as a way to start giving out amnesty that it's not their fault, it's the sins of their parents, and you don't punish the kid, and the kid should be able to stay in America because this is his country. He is an American. That's what our founding fathers want or would have wanted. That's what they fought for. We are a nation of all these individuals from all over the place. And they should be able to stay here because it's the only country they know. I'm telling you, as you look forward and you watch the speech, you are going to see, I think, a bigger push by this White House. I mean this honestly. I think this is a dog and pony show with a gun thing this week with the president. And I think he knows Congress isn't going to do much. Still got to pay attention. But I think the president is going to spend a lot of political capital this week and is going to push really hard for intense immigration reform. And we better pay attention because otherwise you're going to have 20-plus million people just become American citizens overnight. And that's not what our founding fathers wanted. You've been listening to Savage Nation.